A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
If I don't recover these dark souls, then the world's going to end.
You got it.
Shit.
Boner cramps! Hey, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of 2024 in the Thumb Cramps feed. And the rumors are true.
Yeah.
We're boned up!
We're boned up and horned up!
We're starting the year with something that has been requested of us for so long!
We're starting the year bony, baby.
Hard as hell! Game controllers in our hands!
Yeah.
Welcome to this week's episode of Boner Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose boners are popping! Yeah. I'm Joel!
I'm Jackson!
And I'm Ruby! And I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, Ruby didn't take a break when Thumb Cramps did. She just lingered.
Hung around like a ghost.
I've been sitting in this Zoom call for months.
Where are the boys?
Yeah. Where are they? Maybe they'll come back.
Yeah. And we came back in a big
finally
way.
We did. We came back.
In a big, horny way.
Exactly.
Right.
We came into the room erections first, and we sat down and we said, it's porno game time.
And like, it was weird because the webcam was on, but there was like nobody in the room. Yeah. And I was like, where are the boys? And then suddenly you both walked in and the webcam is like at crotch height if you're not sitting down. And so the first thing I saw was just you guys rock hard. And I was like, rock on, dude. Yeah. I know what I'm here for.
That's so good.
It's good to be boned up. And Jackson, what game are we looking at
today?
This week? Well, and other games, obviously.
Yeah, and other games.
It's our first episode back. We're rusty.
We're rusty. We haven't done it in a while. So today we're going to be looking at sex standing and other porno games.
Yeah, baby.
So I have to admit, I played two games for this this week's Boner Cramps.
Yep.
But the first game was so scary that I had to play another game. I played a game, I'll get it out of the way, called Sex Detective, which I thought was going to be a sexy detective adventure. Instead, I descended to some horrible Lynchian depths. It was like fucking...
No!
Like, it's Boner Cramps! You can cuss!
No! Wrong!
I can't believe you can't cuss in Boner Cramps.
Dude, I'm also pissed off about that.
You can be as pissed off as you want, but I've spoken to schools, and they say, this is important for sex ed.
This is sex education.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Well, and they don't know what... Peter!
Yeah, that's true. They don't know what fucking is in sex ed. And we're not the people to teach them.
I would just like to say congratulations, Jackson, for the first Jeff of the year.
Thank you.
And Ruby, congratulations on your first Jeff of the year.
Yeah.
Thank you. It will not be the last.
No, I'm well aware
that.
Of that.
I believe that.
And I hope the behind the scenes statisticians at Thumb Cramps Gaming HQ marking all these down.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are.
Ruby,
they're the backbone of this podcast,
Ruby, I won last year,
you,
right?
You did one last year. In your 14 and a half episode appearances, you beat everyone, including Jackson, who did 49 episodes.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
my
not
secret.
Yeah.
I say the rude words.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I will remind everyone, not a competition. Don't try.
I really like seeing this glimpse behind the scenes, Ruby, of how you do it. How does she do it? She says the rude words.
It's a process. It requires like deep focus.
Yes. Yeah,
sure. I really have to think about when I'm going to say an F or Jeff, and then I say it.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Like, for example, like if I'm like in a moment, yeah. And I think it'd be really, for example, someone like Dusha, for example,
yeah, okay.
has just mentioned that he edits this podcast like he mentions like no S or Jeff.
Yeah, right. That.
That's where I go in for the kill. I'm like, this is my moment.
Yeah.
And I say, you're so right, Dusha. Nobody should fucking sweat.
Oh, you would say that.
You would
those
say that.
Penis.
Oh! Yeah. Hey, Ruby, congratulations on the first F of the year.
How does she do it?
My bleep for this year, because I locked that away for a bit. I didn't give you a bleep noise. Peter.
Well, that's... we know, like, even in the middle of recording it, before we've even really heard about Jackson's proper review, we already know that this episode is red hot.
Oh, yeah.
People, it's when it comes to the end of 2024, people are going to be like, that was one of the best ones.
Or maybe the best.
Yeah. Or maybe the best.
It was actually all downhill from that moment.
Yeah. All of them were really bad afterwards. I don't know why.
I don't know what happened. Okay, so Sex Detective was kind of like, what if Mulholland Drive was a porno game?
Oh.
That was the vibes. Yeah. It was bad. My detective kept having these Jeffed up nightmares.
Yeah.
The dialogue was poorly translated to such a degree that it made me feel like I was going insane.
Yeah.
People didn't really have proper conversations, but they almost did. People would say stuff out of nowhere. There was a line at some point where they were like, this language has bad bones. That was really upsetting. Anyway, I finished that game and I was like, I can't truly review this game on Boner Cramps. So instead, I played a game called Sex Standing, which is like a porno parody of Death Stranding.
Okay, cool. I was going to ask.
Yeah.
So this is the setup. In the far distant future, humanity is spread out thin in a desert. And you are a sex bot, and you're traveling to these outposts to defend them and kill raiders and have a lot of sex.
Yeah, and can I ask a question?
Of course.
Have you played Death Stranding?
A little bit here and there.
Okay.
Not heaps. But I have.
I'd love to hear your comparison of the two.
Okay, so in Death Stranding, there's a lot of emphasis put on navigating the environment. Okay.
Yeah.
In this game, sometimes when I wanted to do, like if I wanted to move over a rock, the game sort of didn't want me to do that.
Okay.
Like I would be like, let's go left. And the game would be like, no, not on my watch, dude.
I've pulled up a look. I was curious about Sex Standing, so I've pulled it up on Steam.
Yeah.
Is your character just naked all the time?
No, so you start out in some sexy, very skimpy armor, but then when you go to the armory, there's a button that you can just take your armor off to be nude.
Oh, yeah.
But it's sort of strategic because when you're nude, well, it's not strategic, it's bad because when you're nude, you're extremely weak to bullets and stuff. Also, you never know when someone's shooting you, like... You just start dying, and then you're done. It does the only bit that's really like Death Stranding is
you carry stuff by the looks of things.
Stuff and carry it, and that's it. And you'll occasionally go up to some. These are the three things you do in the game.
Yep.
Collect things to go on your back.
Yep.
But you don't. There's no weight to them. That you just carry them.
Okay.
Kill raiders.
Yep.
So sometimes you gotta go. You've got a sword and a gun, and you can upgrade to other guns. The raiders don't really respond to your bullets, and you, again, when they're shooting you, it's hard to tell if you've been hit. You don't react.
Yeah.
But you just die.
Yeah.
And have sex.
Hell yeah.
Now, none of it's good.
Not even the sex,
the
dude?
The sex stinks.
That's boring.
So you start out...
That happens sometimes.
that's true. Well, they seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
But me watching from afar, not loving it.
How far are we talking? One to 2 inches from the monitor?
You can get... Okay, where am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm eyes and nose like a kid at the zoo pressed up against my computer.
Okay, well, speaking of zoo...
Okay.
The sex experiences that you were having watching Sex Standing sex scenes, also, are they interactive?
No. So that's what stinks about them. So the tutorial is they're like, hey, can you go collect these things and bring them back to me? And you're like, okay. And you'd go do that. And then he's like, hey, can you go kill these guys with your sword? And you're like, okay. And then he's like, hey, can I have sex with your vagina? Yeah. You said, okay.
Yeah, why not?
Sure, dude.
It's not doing much. Why not?
So what? The way the sex scenes are is they're in a sad, weird desert outpost.
Mm-hmm.
You can zoom in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You can rotate. And you can move the camera left or right.
Rotate the camera or rotate
the
you
camera.
As a person?
You can't, like, you can't interact at all. They're not interactive in the slightest.
It would be cool to rotate as a person because I would just hold down the rotate button. So it would rotate
spin
like
on a
spin.
Penis.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That would be a cool trick.
That would be crazy. It would feel crazy.
Yeah, no, just back to the zoo thing and you being 1 to 2 inches away from the monitor. Yes. Or your face pressed up like you're a kid at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
That time where you saw a tapir jack off at the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
What was more pleasant? This game or that experience?
Okay, let me try and evaluate this.
Because the tapir, if I remember your story correctly, rubbed itself against...
It was jeffing a wall.
Yeah.
It was jeffing a...
Okay, it was jeffing a wall.
It was jeffing a fence, really.
Yeah.
Like a wooden fence.
And I haven't even revealed the worst part of that story.
That it jizzed?
And then what?
And it stunk?
Yeah.
It was real bad. Well, okay, the zoo experience... Obviously, watching it taper whack off.
Yep.
Makes it lose a point. Okay?
Yeah.
If we start at 5, taper jacking off, lost a point. The smell, losing a point. Seeing a taper's penis, loses a point.
So it's down to 2.
However,
Did you see it come?
Yes. And I saw it splatter the fence. For that, it loses another point.
That doesn't sound like a really fun experience.
Why were you?
I feel like it'd be funny at first, and then like it would keep going.
It was like that. We were like, "What's that tape
you're
doing?"
It would be funny at first, and then it would keep going, and then Ruby, you would stop watching, and you'd be like, "You'd retain the funny."
No, let me
like you'd be like, "I got it got a little bit less funny."
You weren't there.
It got a little bit less funny, but I walked away, and that's a crazy thing I saw.
You don't know.
Walk a mile in my shoes and get back. Let me explain.
Well, you weren't walking at all. You were just standing there watching it happen.
Let me explain.
Okay.
You're at the zoo with your brother.
Uh-huh.
You're having a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
You walk up to the tapir enclosure. You say, "What's the tapir doing?"
Up against What's he doing there? What's he doing over there?
What's he doing?
What the hell is going on?
What
does the zoo?
What's he doing to that wall? Oh. Splatter.
Yep.
Stink. Yeah. There was odor of Ruby was like nothing on earth. You've never smelled anything quite like tapir cum. Now, it's all
I
one.
I don't think I have. Yeah. But like, I really don't think I have.
It was a bonding experience with my brother. So it gets a point.
Was it?
It's something we laugh about to this day. So it gets a point back.
Okay.
There was a family there. A big family.
Uh huh. How big?
Maybe 8 people or something. Maybe more.
That's
like 6.
Big. That's like a generation trauma.
It was.
In one
event. It was like grandparents, parents, kids.
Okay.
Tapir calmed. Everybody's freaking out. Dad's hurrying the kids along. Grandpa's covering his mouth. So it gets another point for that.
So it's back up to 3.
It's back up to 3. That's
out
probably
of
where
how many?
Out of 5.
Okay.
So all seeing right. The tapir. Jeff a wall and mm-hmm. splatter it.
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 5. 3 thumbs, we could say.
3 thumbs.
Okay. Right, cool.
The first review of 2024 is a tapir coming on a fence at the zoo, which gets a whopping 3 thumbs.
Okay.
And how about sex standing?
Okay, well, I got to evaluate that too.
Also, crazy question, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
Is the sex scene, are you standing? I know that obviously it's a reference.
You're not standing at all. There were 2 sex scenes I experienced. They were, I think,
what positions?
Largely identical. Reverse cowgirl.
Hell yeah.
Both were reverse cowgirl.
It's a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
Ruby, it looks like you were trying to figure out what position that is. Yeah. I'm calling you out.
That face was like
wait, which one's that? Which
where
one's
am I? That? What's going on?
I forgot. Is it...
On top.
Imagine what a cowgirl does.
But on top, reversing. But like facing away?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like their head's over there.
Yeah. They're looking at the back of your head.
Yeah.
Okay. I was not speaking into the mic for a good bit of that.
That's
but,
okay.
Like, I'm hoping you heard.
Yeah.
I like to think that, like, the moving around kind of gives the impression that, like, they can hear the movements that I'm making.
It adds some physicality to the episode.
And therefore decipher the physicality.
Yeah, exactly. They know that you sort of, like, attempted to, like, figure it out in the space.
Yeah.
And we all got there, and it was great. And that's the one we were talking about, yeah.
I forgot because, like, I've tried it before and it wasn't good.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
There is nothing, like more
you don't like staring at someone's feet while you bounce up and
than
down
holding someone's knees.
It's precarious.
There's something really like not it about that.
Yeah, well, Ruby, if you turn a 180, then you have to look in their eyes. Ugh,
which I love doing.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah, I like to make any sexual encounter, even if they're just like casual, really intense.
Yeah, you refuse,
and then I say, "I love you."
Yeah,
Wiz, I love you. I love you. I love you.
You make sure that every sexual encounter you have, you're touching noses the whole time.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love
I'm whispering into your mouth.
I love you. I love you so much.
This casual encounter has changed me.
Let's get married. Let's get married. Let's get married. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Wish my ass together.
I told my family about you.
All sex is love.
That's awesome.
I love making love with you, babe.
Yeah, so I was look, it was a shitty game, but I was traumatized from Sex Detective, so it was honestly better than that.
Well, I was looking at Sex Detective on Steam as well, and just like, because like, yeah, it sounds really deeply upsetting, but the screenshots are also, it has like the, both games actually, have kind of the aesthetic, like the character design aesthetic of like Bioshock Infinite, where it's a little like, not lifelike.
Yes,
it's
like it is like that. It's like you wear it, like everybody's got a weird layer of like latex over their skin or whatever.
Yeah, I looked at pictures. It looks kind of like scary.
Yes, it was scary.
Also,
very scary.
If you go onto, so the game's called Sex Detective in square brackets 18+.
Yeah.
There's one screenshot there that features the biggest penis I think I've ever seen in anything ever.
Well, to be honest, the penis gave the twist away for me a little bit. I saw the penis in a couple of different scenes, and I was like, "Oh my god,
that's the same dick."
Yeah, that's the same dick. I'm sort of a Bob-like character from Twin Peaks, monster in human skin.
Yeah,
accessing the psychosphere with my detective powers.
You mentioned that it's kind of like Mulholland Drive-esque. Yeah. Did you find like the story captivating?
Yes, because it felt like a real noir, but it was deeply disturbing on so many levels. Like, I couldn't figure out what was going on until I put some clues together and realized I was the twist for Sex Detective.
You
spoilers
were the villain.
Sex Detective. You are the sex detective and also the sex criminal. You are. Okay. That is the reveal.
Right.
And it ends with, because there's a point early on in the game where I could pick between, to join me on the case, a sexy police officer and a sexy psychologist. And I picked the sexy police officer.
Yeah.
And at the end, she realizes you're the criminal. You've got this darkness, this deep, awful, unholy darkness inside of you. She realizes that, pulls a gun on you, and is about to shoot you. And you can either go quietly or you can escape.
Yeah.
And I escaped, and then that's how the game ended. Which is just not, it's deeply unsexy.
Yeah.
The whole game was deeply unsexy, deeply disturbing. Do not play Sex Detective.
There's a screenshot here of the one with the glasses. I'm assuming that's the psychologist.
Yes,
okay, great. There's a screenshot here where one of her boobs is noticeably larger than the other one. And not like in like a classic way of like one boob is always bigger than the other.
Yeah, twins, not sisters.
By a little bit.
Sisters, not twins.
But it's like a whole different boob. Like, it's a whole different shape. Is that something that you experienced in the game?
No, because I picked the police officer,
you didn't.
I barely interacted with. I had a lot of sex with the police.
I just said Peter there, and I said it again.
I wanted
to let you know.
What did you
so
say
you
again?
Didn't miss it.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you so much.
I didn't hear. What did you say?
I said Peter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll leave all of this in so the listeners know
that you were really kind.
Yeah, and you're both very kind and pointed it out, so I didn't miss it in the edit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
No, so I had a lot of sex with the police officer, but I barely interacted with the psychologist. The police officer, it all felt very lifeless, all the sex. Here's another thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
It's funny for a game you're not reviewing, you've actually reviewed this one more.
Well, I played it to completion, so...
Did you play yourself to completion?
What? You played it to completion? You finished it?
I finished the game. So, no cum.
Okay.
You don't get to see any cum.
Oh, at all?
No. So this is the way the sex scenes work, right? Very bare bones. There's a scene playing out. There's a little sort of circle next to scene 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
On the screen. You click that circle. As the bar fills up a bar, as that passes scene 1 to scene 2, you change to scene 2.
That's a classic Newgrounds porn game.
Exactly.
Technique.
And there's multiple camera angles that you can swap between.
Yeah.
The final image, the final scene 4, has a little symbol next to it that's, it's jism. Yeah. We're all adults here.
Yeah.
That's the cum shot. That's where you do a cream pie.
So, we can say it, we're video game journalists.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I've come on Bone and
Cruise. So I expect if I click enough, I will get
you,
to
you
the
get to witness the said cream pie.
But all that happens is that the scene that was playing just before scene 3,
yeah,
the guy does a couple of extra thrusts and you hear like a and then he just keeps, that's it.
Yeah.
No, you don't get to see any cum.
I think I that calls for a zero.
Yeah, honestly.
Zero thumbs.
I think zero thumbs for porn detective, or sex detective, sorry. Yeah. And I'm going to say—
zero bonus, no cum.
Zero bonus, yeah, zero bonus, no cum. For, honestly, both of them. Very disappointing sex games.
So well, two zero boner games.
Yeah, I would say sex detective was deeply traumatizing and upsetting, so that's why I get zero boners. And sex standing was just a very poorly made game.
Surely it gets bonus. Like it gets a boner for trying to be a Death Stranding porn parody.
I think they could have done it better. I think a Death Stranding porn parody is a funny idea.
Yeah, you got a bunch of settle for a parody just because it's a parody.
Exactly,
it needs to have bones.
Yeah, Norman Reed is collecting big dildos.
Yeah.
Like, imagine him with a gigantic dildo on his back trying to climb a mountain. That's funny.
Yeah.
Instead, it was just, it was just very disappointing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are the porno games I played.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've actually been playing a game that I own physically.
Whoa!
A game that I found out is banned in Australia, so don't tell anyone, especially the government, that
illegal
I have it.
Illegal gaming?
It's a game that, since its release, I have been fascinated by.
Yeah, me too. I think I know the game, and me too.
It's a game that killed a franchise.
Yeah.
It's a game that killed an entire company.
Far out, dude.
It's a game that was released uncensored on the GameCube for some reason, but PlayStation were like, you cannot release the uncensored version on our console.
Didn't it also piss off Matt Hoffman?
It pissed off Dave Mirra.
Dave Mirra, that's who I'm thinking
of. A man who, and look, I don't want to pin this on them, but his life was filled with tragedy and had an untimely end.
Yeah.
And the tragedy started around the time of this game. Okay. So did this game take a life? Potentially.
Whoa.
The game we are talking about is BMX Triple X.
Dude, I gotta say, when I was a kid, there was a Blockbuster that we would go to. And I was around the age where I was going to the Blockbuster to get video games.
Yep.
And I always remember seeing BMX Triple X there and standing there with a little sort of half boner in the Blockbuster being like, how do I get this under the radar back to my house?
So, hey, great news for any horny Australian teens out there. Well, any teens... any horny Australians that were teens in the 2000s and had a similar experience to you, the version released in Australia had no nudity.
Oh, I would have been so disappointed.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo. Yeah. Boo. Big
so
boo.
So we're saying big boo to the Australian release of BMX Triple X, but the general PAL release had nudity. So to the version I have, we're saying boo. Buh.
Boo.
Because, there's cans in this game.
That rocks. Only cans?
And arse.
That's
nice.
Very exciting.
Because, like, straight out the gate, you can create a skater. And...
any cock or wiener?
No.
Boo. Back to boo.
There's...
booing again.
The backstory of BMX Triple X is it was originally going to be Dave Mirra's Pro BMX 3.
Okay.
But then they were like, we can't really compete with Tony Hawk, and the Matt Hoffman series is also kind of falling by the wayside, so we got to do something more extreme. People love Grand Theft Auto now. So like we'll aim for like an adult market, and basically they were like, hey, let's just take the tits and ass and swearing approach, make it more like open worldy, kind of like the Tony Hawk Underground games. We're gonna make it real horny.
Yeah.
And Dave Mirra was like, I don't want my name associated with that.
I mean, Tony Hawk's is just skateboarding, right?
Yeah. So BMX
triple and BMX is bikes.
Yeah, but it's exactly the same format where it's like you do tricks, you get points. It controls the same.
But
like,
it's bikes.
But it is bikes.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's like saying.
Go on.
That's like saying like Crazy Taxi is the same as like a normal driving game when taxis and cars are different things.
Well, actually, Ruby, I think that is a really good example. I think that they were like, Tony Hawk is killing the normal car department.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to make a crazy taxi.
This is our crazy taxi.
Yeah. To the Joker, BMX XXX is just Tony Hawk.
That is true.
Yeah.
Someone should have told the general audiences that because I believe it sold 100,000 copies worldwide.
And, oh my God.
Whoa.
Acclaim died because of this game.
Oh my
God.
That's
crazy.
It killed Acclaim. Yeah, and destroyed the Dave Mirra franchise, and it all just comes down to the fact that, like, every NPC in the game is swearing nonstop.
Yeah.
Every level has a hidden strip club.
Okay. Classic.
Okay.
But instead of getting, like, a GTA-style strip club, you get a strip club highlights reel, like, live-action video that plays.
Oh, dude. That is the most 2000s shit. That rocks.
As someone who's played a lot of Tony Hawk, and I've also played a lot of Dave Mirra BMX 2.
Yeah.
And I've played a bit of Matt Hoffman, a bit of Cali Slater. Look, I've played a lot of these games. I don't know how this went so wrong, because a lot of the basic stuff they're trying to do in it just doesn't work properly. Every level has 20 challenges, which is way too many.
Yeah, that's heaps.
It doesn't really give you an indication of, like, because it doesn't play the, like, highlights to be like, hey, talk to this guy, do this thing. Like in Tony Hawk, how it'd be like, collect skate, and it'll give you like a glimpse of where the S is and whatever.
Yeah.
This has none of that. A lot of the time, you've got to pick people up and take them somewhere, but it doesn't tell you where the people are, but it tells you where the place you got to drop them off is. But the time limit, it's just like, it's a mess.
I wonder how, I mean, I suppose just the production was such a...
I think it ended up getting changed and being rushed.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, yeah, straight off the bat, when I made a skater, I was, well, a rider, I was like, well, let's try and make the most naked person I could find.
Of course.
And yeah, I found a, so for tops and bottoms, there's an almost nude option.
Oh, yeah.
Which, almost nude on the breasts.
Yeah.
Or tits or jugs or cans.
Gazungas. Yeah.
Your word of choice is like pasties.
Oh, yeah.
And the almost nude bottoms is a G-string.
Okay.
But if you... It lets you select colors.
Yeah.
And the almost nude pasties has a secret one, which is just...
Full nipple?
Just nipples, yeah.
Okay. What about the G-string?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's always just a G-string.
That's so disappointing.
Can't go full puss or cock out.
Yeah, dude, that sucks.
Yeah, classic.
Or vagina or penis. You know,
I think it would be awesome to have a skating game where you could, your guy's got a fully erect dick.
Yeah.
And if you fall over and like slam it into the concrete...
breaks.
You gotta stop playing.
Yeah.
That skater is
It breaks your dick in real life.
Whoa!
You get the new Tony Hawk game when it comes to, a little sort of sheath for your penis.
Yeah.
I wonder what this is for.
You better be careful.
I know, it's like a slow-mo as your guy's falling and you're struggling to take the sheath off, but it's... Oh, I see what's happening!
You know what's crazy? Acclaim Entertainment published every single Mary-Kate and Ashley game.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
That's so...
Yeah.
They rebranded as AKA Acclaim for this game because it was cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they went in the toilet.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They published every single Mary-Kate and Ashley game.
Far out.
And they also published, I think, one of the Baldur's Gate games. So to think that they also did... the extreme biking game where you can see tits and puss is very funny to me.
Yeah, that's crazy. What a shift.
Yeah, so published by Acclaim.
You're looking up what they've done?
Controversies.
It's in there.
Oh my God. Acclaim is the best games company in the world, Jackson.
Yeah, dude. They published Turok.
Whoa!
They published the Turok games. They published Shadow Man.
Whoa!
They published a whole bunch of WWF games.
That rocks.
They actually rocked.
So these are three market. We've touched on two of them before, but my God, the third one rocks. And we got to cover all of them. And we got to give We've got to start the year with a bang, and this has already started. So Acclaim, here's three controversies they have.
Okay.
One example is they promised £6,000 to UK parents that would name their baby Turok to promote the release of Turok Evolution.
Dude, that's a win-win.
Well, a later investigation found that all of those who had reportedly changed their name were actors.
Come on.
They then had the, and we've spoken about this before, offered a cash prize for anyone who would offer up advertising space on actual tombstones for Shadow Man's second coming.
That's awesome, too. These all rock.
And then to promote Burnout 2 Point of Impact, this one we've never touched on. Acclaim offered to reimburse any driver in the United Kingdom who received a speeding ticket.
And the UK government was like, don't do that.
Are you stupid, Acclaim?
Are you dumb? They went, excuse me, are you stupid?
Are you dumb?
Hello, mate, are you daft?
Are you a nincompoop?
Daft? Are you batty? Come on, man. That rocks.
Mary-Kate and Ashley also sued them over unpaid royalties.
Yeah.
Acclaim kick ass, dude.
Dave Mirra sued Acclaim because he was scared that he would be associated with BMX XXX. just like really good stuff.
That's awesome. So no part of BMX XXX was good?
No
highlights?
No. It's just like a really strangely made game.
Yeah.
Because it feels like they're trying to make a BMX equivalent of Tony Hawk Underground. Because the levels are very open. There's no time limit.
Yeah.
You can't get off your bike, but there's a couple of things you can do that, like, you go around and talk to people to accept missions.
Okay.
So I guess it's closer to Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, but that doesn't matter. The levels aren't interesting. There's way too much stuff to do. The game's pretty hard.
Okay.
Especially because, like, and this happens in Tony Hawk games as well. The first couple of levels are relatively basic because they're trying to ease you into the game.
Yeah.
But then we've got relatively basic levels, but then with crazy challenges in the first level.
Yeah, you're like, I'm never going to get past this.
You're like, what? I can't get good at the game because the environments you've given me to practice in.
What were the levels? What are we talking? Were they just like cities or was there anything fun?
Honestly, I didn't get past the first level. Like, after playing for a while, I did like 10 challenges and still hadn't unlocked the next one. I was like,
that's crazy.
But I found the strip club, so
that's
all wasn't lost.
At least in Tony Hawk 4, you could go to the zoo, grind on an elephant.
Yeah, well, this one, one of the missions was to make dogs have sex. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome. Acclaim being like, how do we match Grand Theft Auto? What about dogs, Jeffin?
Yeah.
Everybody loves it when dogs have sex.
You got to collect, there's another mission where you got to collect 5 escorts and take them back to the, what's the house called?
A house?
Yeah, a house.
Yeah.
They're gonna take brothel?
Yes, brothel. That was okay, what I was looking for.
Right. I think it's really interesting because I really wonder how much pull Acclaim Entertainment had in what was in this game. Because, like, it's made by Z-Axis, right? And then published by Acclaim. I wonder if they came in and they're like, because, like, knowing their history with Shadow Man, the Tombstones, and trying to pay off people's speeding tickets, I wonder if they went into to Z-Axis and are like, so what if you could make dogs have sex? What if you played a role in that?
Do you think that
what then?
Would that move some copies, do you reckon?
Yeah.
So Acclaim met with Z-Axis executives, and it was their push.
That's so funny. Hey, cool.
That's
little
so
BMX
funny.
Game.
They were like, hey, really crowded action sports game market at the moment. We're in kind of a dire financial situation, and Grand Theft Auto is popular. Why don't we insert nudity and mature humor into a game to increase publicity and sales? And it increased publicity, but got them sued so much. And then because there was lots of outrage, like PlayStation being like, there's no nudity in the version on our system because it'll tarnish the PlayStation
Absolutely.
Brand. I don't know the full story of it, but I know with the GameCube release, it snuck through accidentally, like it wasn't quality controlled or whatever. Or because the nudity is like...
Because it's like a... not
it's
a,
sort of hidden. Like it's not... Yeah.
Acclaim looked to sex comedies and Jackass as inspiration for the game's sexual humor and raunchy dialogue. Egan also cited Bam Margera's Camp Kill Yourself video series as an influence on the game's bold and irreverent humor and action.
That's
the
awesome.
One thing I will say is the soundtrack is surprisingly solid. Like a lot of the bands...
Of course it would be. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
But a lot of the bands that are in it, you would be like, oh, they got them early enough that...
Maybe they didn't know the content of the game?
No, it's more that I think the bands at that time were just like medium size, so it wasn't too hard. But now they're all bands that have had like huge staying power. So like Taking Back Sunday, Green Day...
That's so
bands
funny.
Like that are in this.
Yeah, here we go. Let me have a look see.
But I will say,
we got Green Day, Nerd, 311, oh, yeah. Saliva, Sublime, Alien Breed, Taking Back Sunday, Trust Company, Motley Crue, 10 Foot Pole, De La Soul, Newfound Glory, KRS-One, Brand New Sin, Audio Vent, Eric B and Rakim, Large Professor, and Quarashi.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
So one cool thing about the soundtrack, though, is it doesn't tell you what song is playing, which Tony Hawk games have been doing since the first one.
Yeah.
And there is no way to skip tracks or select the playlist. And every time you start the level, it starts again from the first song and plays in the same order every time.
That's so funny.
Great.
So that Green Day song, can't remember which one it is, but that's the first song. It plays...
It is Basket Case, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And yeah, it's just so adjust, and then it goes into Lap Dance by NERD, and yeah, it's the same order every time. But those songs are good, so
you don't mind hearing them.
When the rest of the game sucks, I'm like, hey, there's tits and songs I like. So No, I'm kidding. it's not a good game, but it's a very interesting one.
Yeah, absolutely.
If that makes sense, because there's so
I like
many
the story behind it.
Yeah.
It's like because I physically own it. It's like an interesting
bit of video game history.
Video game history.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's something so exciting about playing and or owning a game that led to a company's destruction.
Yeah, absolutely. To be one
and
of
maybe. The starting point of a man taking his own life.
Yeah.
Potentially. Well, that's the thing, like Dyadelic Entertainment has now just become a publishing arm. They do not develop games anymore after Lord of the Rings Gollum.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
go. I gotta play that game and be like, oh no, this stinks.
It is bad. I don't know why I did this. It's not as funny as I thought it would be.
Apparently the story isn't that bad though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard that like the gameplay's horrible.
Yeah.
And like it looks bad, but the story itself is actually quite interesting.
That's it. Yeah, cool. I know I've heard people be like the gameplay that the gameplay is really bad and the story's interesting but massively depressing. That
it really
weighs you down as you play it because it's like you are enslaved.
Of course it does.
Wake up. Be a slave, go to sleep just again and again and again. That's, I mean, hey, look.
They got, sneak around.
Yeah.
Be a slave.
Eat a snail. What? What's up, dude?
You okay, babe?
You okay, bud?
Thank you so much for checking on me. I just found a reviewer that was like, hey, BMX XXX, paintball mode left me uneasy, and I'm wondering how it was left intact after several games were delayed or reworked because of September 11.
Yeah.
What is this mode?
I
gotta find out what's going
Can
on.
Can you
here.
Do 9/11 in BMX?
BMX Triple X paintball mode. Let's YouTube this. I want to see footage. I want to see what the hell it is.
And in paintball, one player must collect all of the what the hell?
Yeah.
Gameplay. I reckon it's going to be something about it being bombs.
Oh yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I went to YouTube to try and find it. I googled BMX or YouTube BMX XXX paintball, and I've got a video from IGN. Hang on, from IGN 12 years ago called BMX XXX GameCube gameplay boob shake.
Okay,
IGN.
It was a different time.
12 years ago is like here, and it's also not screen captured. It's someone
it's filmed on the TV.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, back in 12 years ago at IGN, you could be like, I've got a great idea for a video. I'm going to film boobs jiggling in a GameCube game.
I will say that one of the multiplayer modes that I haven't played because I played this by myself is it's the equivalent of horse in Tony Hawk, except it's a strip challenge. That's awesome.
Good stuff.
Anyway, this is a truly remarkably interesting game.
Yeah.
I found out that the paintball mode is one player is trying to collect boom boxes while the other person has a sniper rifle.
Okay.
So it's not bomb related, it's just sniper related.
It's just you're shooting your friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
How many boners? What are we talking?
I'm going to have to get... I can't go lower than 3 boners.
I get it. Fair enough.
Because it's a crazy game, but I can't go higher than 3 boners because it's a deeply bad game. Yeah.
So I think we're going to go with 3.
Yeah. I think we're going to go with 3 boners. Yeah.
Just as good as seeing a taper whack off on a wall.
I think it was...
Or would you say maybe like 2... Like if you're going smack bang in the middle, would you not say 2.5? Yeah. So maybe like...
2 boners and a nut?
2 boners and a nut? Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
2 boners and a nut. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go 2 boners and a nut.
Yeah.
It is cool to see tits.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Hey, preaching to the choir.
And Ruby, what have you been playing?
So I played a game called The Good Time Garden.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope it's set in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. And it's actually amazing.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have seen trailers for that game, Thank Goodness You're Here.
I have.
Yeah.
So it's the game that the guys who made that made before that.
Okay. All right.
So they've secretly had a porno game.
It's
erotic game?
It's not really a porno game.
Okay, I've looked up pictures. It does say nudity as a tag.
It does have nudity. You are a little guy with your wiener out.
Okay.
And like your wiener wiggles around when you walk.
Oh, that's good.
And if you, and also if you turn around, you can see your butt.
Oh,
and if
that's
you go
good.
To grab something when you're turned around, you can see your wiener in between your cheeks.
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
Yeah. So like, it counts.
That counts. It's cheeky. And also because the Good Time Garden description on Steam says, explore a throbbing pink world full of strange naked creatures to gather food for your friend in the short, surreal experience. That's horny.
That's horny. Yeah. That counts.
It says throbbing.
And it's free. So I took notes while I played.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to give you guys like a play-by-play of my experience. I don't care about spoilers.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Doesn't yeah, that's matter. Fair.
I need to talk about what I did in this game.
Okay. All right. I'm listening.
So we start with, I've got a little wiener and it wiggled while I walked.
Okay.
This is something that we've already addressed already to justify
fabulous.
Why I'm talking about it on the show.
Uh-huh.
Everything sounds wet and squishy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
You are constantly hearing kind of wet, squishy noises in the game.
Hell yeah.
Also, when you walk, it is a squishy kind of wet sound. You can only move around, slap, and make wet.
Make wet.
Yeah, so you press a button and a wet comes out of your nose type thing and it keeps gushing out and that's how you water plants.
Oh,
that's nice.
Okay.
That's nice.
You make them wet. And so I watered a plant with my nose and it turned into a big cum-like dripping flower and then a big creature across the pond got excited and said in a pompous British voice, "Ooh, dripping, moist dripping."
Okay.
And so, I walked across the, because then its tongue rolled out.
Yeah.
So then it could catch the dripping on its tongue.
That's good.
And so I walked across the tongue.
Well, your game already has more cum than Jackson's 2 games.
Yeah, though. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
And mine didn't
game.
Have penis. So actually yours could be the horniest one.
I think so.
It just might. And it's adorable, but it's also kind of... It's kind of yucky. I don't
like a flaccid penis.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
exactly.
Adorable yet a bit yucky.
It's sort of gross.
And so I walked up and I watered a dick mushroom that turned into a little creature. And so I picked up the creature and I walked up to this beautiful creature that turned into like a large, bulbous, wrinkly flesh creature. It kind of looked like nuts but with a face on it and a dick.
Good stuff.
And... So then it let me go past and there were 2 tits popping out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
And so I slapped both of them.
Yeah, that's good.
And then they came out of the ground and were actually a conjoined couple creature with its moot out.
Oh, my.
It was a little hairy. And and then it walked away, but then it gave birth
to
like another tit creature.
Whoa.
So and this little boob was like roly poly around, which of course I then picked up and I went back and I fed to the flesh creature, and it ate that and grew a bit larger, and then I went up past the boob creatures, and I found a tree, and next to the tree was a bird, and the bird was like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. Oh, that's my egg. Don't touch my egg. And then I watered the tree, and it grew some like butt fruit.
Okay. Yep.
And then the bird ate the butt fruit, but as the bird went up to reach for the butt fruit, I saw that he had like human legs and a little like human penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what he was hiding with his wings initially.
Oh,
I thought he had like cock shame, and then it turns out that he like did.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was covering his actual penis.
Yeah.
And so he ate the butt fruit, but he also talked about how good it felt in his beak, which I'm going to be honest, it made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I took its egg away, and then it hatched into a creature, which then laid another egg. And then I took that egg and I took it back to the flesh creature, who I'd already fed a few times at this point, and it became veiny.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
that means
and
you're doing
then,
a good job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was feeding it to completion. And so
that's an awesome sentence. Yeah.
and so it let me go another direction, and I noticed that all the mushrooms that I could see were like throbbing.
Yeah.
So that's something. And then I met a frog-like creature.
Okay.
And it said, don't be shy. It's okay for you to come and slap my sacks. So okay. I did. And it moaned.
Right.
And it kept moaning until it eventually gave me one of its like children that came out of the sacks. And it was like, oh, that's a good one. And then I walked away. And of course, I fed it to the flesh creature.
Yeah, smart.
And it got a little bit bigger, and also when I was slapping the sax, it like moaned.
Yeah.
And at this point, I noticed that the music is like really nice. Like it's really nice, kind of like dreamy, like
that's
like kind of chill vibes, dream pop, like lo-fi. It's really nice. Like I'd love to just get the soundtrack. It was lovely. And so I walked past the frog-like creature to like go around to somewhere else, the one with the sax that I slapped.
Yeah.
And it said to me, oh, hello there, baby dick. So I can only assume that my name is baby dick in this game.
That's great.
And then I met a rock creature, and the rock creature wanted me to wet it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And it became soft and wet and fleshy, and it didn't stop saying how good it felt to be wet and how good it was to be wet. And
Jackson,
how
yours
it sounds like
wet.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, like it just kept saying it over and over. And then I picked it up. I took a chunk of it.
Yeah.
And it was talking about how good it felt to be wet. And you're not going to believe this. I fed it to the flesh
yes!
creature, and it got a little bit bigger.
Good.
And then I met a creature with its pussy out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it got constricted by vines, and it was like dying, and it was asking for my help. But then it was saying that it also kind of liked it.
Oh, yeah.
It felt good. And then I was trying to slap the vines away, and that didn't work. So I watered the vines, and they got worse.
Yeah.
And they started like squeezing tighter.
Oh, no.
Until eventually it exploded.
okay.
And exploded the pussy creature. And it would not stop saying that it can't see and it can't feel its legs. And so I picked it up, and as I picked it up and I took it over to go do something,
I wonder
it kept
what.
Talking about how it could not feel its legs, and so I fed it to the flesh creature.
Okay.
And then I met the sun, and then the sun said, I'm so proud of you, baby dick. So it confirmed that that is in fact
name.
My name. And then I found a creature with a really big ass, but it was on the front.
Oh, okay.
And it was slapping on its own ass.
Yeah.
And when it slapped, the ass would like move.
Yeah.
And so I think it was like goading me. And so I slapped it, but then it kind of like a jellyfish, it kind of became two.
Oh.
And then it was two. And then it was like kind of like scooching itself around, like it was sitting on the floor. And so I slapped him again, and then they became four.
Yeah.
And so all these four started teasing me about my butthole and told me that they could see my butthole. But then they also asked where my friends were, and then they said that they were my best friends. But then they also said that I smelt like ham and that they were going to be sick.
Maybe,
and so
Maybe baby dick is Jackson. Yeah, yeah. Maybe yeah. you were playing as Jackson.
Getting the vibe that I was playing maybe. As Jackson. And then one of them followed me back to the flesh creature.
Yeah.
And it, I didn't have to feed it to the flesh creature. It actually jumped in its mouth. Whoa. It was like, we're going on a vacation forever. And then it jumped in its mouth. And then suddenly it turned into a giant portal monstrosity that sounded really, really wet and really sloppy. And then I walked into the portal, the end.
Yay! Yay! Perfect game.
It was really, like, it looked amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it looked delightful. The music was really, really good. And it did not stop being sloppy and wet.
Yeah.
So good.
That rocks.
And everything was phallic.
Yeah.
If not tit-like. Everything kind of throbbed and moved. It was quite incredible. At some points, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, oh, a bit
but
grossed out.
Most
yeah.
of the time, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful world. This
Absolutely.
Is about life.
That rocks.
Yeah. The world is a beautiful place, and I am no longer afraid to die because of all of the beautiful tits and asses and
wet throbbing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. How many boners? What are we talking?
I think I'll give it five. Five Whoa. Out of five boners. I thought it was a really cool game. Looked beautiful.
Yep.
The music was amazing. Like the moaning was a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, yeah.
And it is worth noting that you were playing this whilst at your respectable job.
Yeah, I was at my respectable job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, it looks enough like a silly little game that like it's kind of fine.
Yeah.
But it, I did have headphones on because I needed to have headphones on.
Oh yeah.
I don't need anybody else hearing.
Hearing
that.
How wet the game is.
Kind of wish that I knew you were playing it at work today, so I could message one of your colleagues and be like, hey, can you just go up to Ruby and ask what she's playing?
Yeah, can you see, grab those headphones and give it a listen?
Oh, Ruby, like, what's
wet?
This?
Oh, how good it feels to be wet. How good it feels to be wet. Oh, dripping. Moist dripping. Oh. Oh, good. Oh. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. That's
fantastic.
So, hey, I mean,
it rocked.
That sounds a lot better than any dialogue in BMX XXX
or Sex Detective or Sex Standing. It
and
like
it was
you
free.
The best game. And it was free.
It was
there
free.
You go. There
that
you
is so exciting. Just while we're talking about wet things, and I know that sounds like a very bad transition, but trust me, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
Jackson, I don't think you've ever spoken about this on the podcast before, and I feel like that Ruby might be someone that could potentially be your ally.
Okay.
So, Jackson, you like to shower.
I love
showering. As we just established.
Yeah.
Being wet for you rocks.
If I could shower four times a day,
it feels good to be wet.
It feels so good to be wet, dude.
Now, Ruby, how many types of showers do you think there are? Like, as in, like, not as in, like, different shower heads. I mean, like, as in, like...
Like, varieties of shower.
When you go to have a shower.
What kind of shower it is.
Because I believe there's, I think, up to
three.
10. Oh, my God.
I would love to have Ruby's three.
Let's see your three showers.
Yeah. Normal shower. Oh, four.
Okay.
Four. Normal shower.
Yeah.
Night shower for chilling out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
After exercise shower.
Okay.
And washing hair shower.
Okay.
Okay.
Mine are healing shower.
Shut up.
Okay.
See, he straight away lost you.
Pleasure shower.
Is that a jacking off shower?
No, that's a different thing.
It's a shower for enjoying.
Just
a
for
shower.
Enjoying being in the shower.
Yeah, okay.
Hot day shower.
Yeah.
If you need to cool down. Just a shower for a think. Sometimes you just need the shower to just think about stuff.
Unclog the brain shower.
Unclog the brain
How
shower.
Many are we on right now? Sorry.
Four.
That's four.
Four.
Pleasure.
Okay, so pleasure.
Healing.
Hot day. Healing. Thinking.
Pleasure. Thinking. Healing. Hot day. Cleaning.
Yep.
Obviously.
Cleaning.
Yep.
Obviously.
That's the famous shower.
Yeah. That's the normal shower.
There are
washing
more.
Hair?
Well, that's cleaning. That's cleaning.
No, they're different.
No, wrong.
You can have showers where you don't wash your hair.
Absolutely, but if I'm cleaning, if I'm washing my hair, cleaning shower. If I'm cleaning my dick and balls, cleaning shower.
I hope that you do that every shower, Jackson.
No, because it's a different shower because
it's
you're not using shampoo and conditioner in one of those showers.
Ruby, I'm so glad that this has made you angry.
But
because
I'm getting clean.
Every time I hear this conversation,
If you seriously think that a cleaning shower where you clean your body is the same as cleaning your hair and you're being like, I've got so many shower types, add another one. Are you kidding me?
It's all cleaning.
If a hot day shower and a relaxation shower are different showers, but a washing your hair shower and a casual usual clean shower, the
they're
same not shower. The
they're
same.
Just varieties of cleaning shower. There's sub showers. There's sub categories.
Yeah, different showers.
Cleaning shower, cleaning body, cleaning hair. Same shower. Okay. Depression shower. Number seven. Number six, sorry. Okay.
No,
if you're
seven.
If you're sad, well, you've added that. That's your system. That's fine.
No, that's seven.
You've said seven.
What?
You've said seven. I almost added seven to add washing your hair, but I'm being generous.
Okay, okay. Depression
I'm so
shower.
Angry right now.
Dom Cramps is back in a big way.
Okay. All right. There are at least three other forms of shower.
I mean, and what are they, Jackson?
I'm trying to remember.
When I said, get like, oh.
Exercise shower.
What's an exercise shower?
When you take a shower after you exercise.
That's a cleaning shower. You're cleaning your body.
No, it's to cool down. It's to decompress and relax your muscles after a shower, after an exercise.
That sounds like a combination of a cleaning and a healing shower to me. Okay.
You haven't done, like, I don't know if you call it, like, intimate shower or whatever.
Oh, what, yeah, like a sex shower. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or a sexy shower.
Sexy
let's call
shower,
it.
Yeah.
Sexy
yeah.
shower, we're at eight. What are the other two showers? I mean, Jeff, sorry.
The swearing's off the chain today. Schools are going to be pissed off.
Okay, there's a secret two extra showers that I can't remember right now.
No.
Yes.
No, you're going to say them. You're going to remember them.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Washing hair shower.
No.
And after exercise shower.
No. Wrong. Those are cleaning and cleaning/healing showers, respectively. Oh, something to do shower. Just like a shower when you gotta kill time, so you might as well have a shower.
I am so angry.
I guess it could also be known as the hobby shower.
Yeah,
that's just a shower because you enjoy hobby. Showers.
Would you say that a jerking off shower is the same as a sexy shower? Because sometimes jerking off is just a necessity.
Yeah.
I wouldn't always call that a sexy moment.
I think that that's up to the individual.
It could, I guess, if it's just out of necessity. I guess if you're jerking off, and hey, we've all been there. You're jerking off because you're like, I'm really pent up, or like, I'm having a bad day, or whatever. That could probably fall into healing shower.
Yes, it could. Absolutely.
Yeah, but what if it's just out of necessity?
That would be healing shower. I think, absolutely.
But like a habitual thing. Like, you know, people who just jerk off every day because it's
they're
something
jerking
that
off
they
in
do
the shower.
Every day.
Well, every single one of these showers I could also clean my body in. So if in every single one of these
showers. So they're all cleaning showers.
No, wrong.
There's one type of shower.
No, incorrect.
Do you okay. Do you have showers in
oh,
which
have showers.
You do not clean yourself?
No, every shower I'll clean myself.
Well, then they're all cleaning showers
wrong.
Then.
Because no, wrong.
Then they're all cleaning showers
no,
then.
No, incorrect. Because a cleaning nope. shower is like a deep clean for me. Okay.
Listeners, it's
but,
worth
but
noting
what does that,
that
mean?
I just listeners, to fill you in, Ruby is so angry that I reckon she's one sentence away from literally getting out of the chair and stomping around the office. There's been so much movement in the last like couple of minutes, which is good because I needed someone in my corner. Jackson is an idiot.
Nope.
Jackson's an idiot, but kind of like nope. not for the reasons you think. He's an idiot because he's not spacing them out enough. There needs to be more shower types because you're saying that some shower types are the same when they're clearly different and then saying that some shower types are different when they're like... Not the
system. This
like
is the
different.
System. This is the system. I don't know what to tell you.
What system?
You're mad at the system, not me.
You made the system.
This is the same conversation that being in the music scene makes me have every time a band puts out an album because everyone thinks that everything is a new genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just music. Who cares?
Cleaning showers are different to hair washing showers.
That's you're welcome to your opinion.
Okay, Jackson, here's a curveball. Right. Yeah. What would you call a shower where you're having a shower because you need to clean the shower?
Oh, that's probably the final kind of shower. There you go. Cleaning the shower.
You just thought of that now.
No, I think that was one of the original categories.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I wish Zammit was around. Zammit knows the showers.
Zammit, every time... Well, okay, here's a glimpse behind the curtain.
What about a shower to blow your nose?
I'm not having a whole shower to blow my nose.
Do you know how Jackson...
You have a whole shower to think of stuff.
You have a whole shower to just pass time.
I know, probably, if I need to blow my nose, I'll probably... Say I need to blow my nose.
Healing shower?
I'm not wasting that on a shower. I'm not wasting a shower on purely blowing my nose.
It seems like you waste a shower on a lot of things. Yeah,
if I need to blow my nose, I'll be like, do I also need to think about things? Do I also need to clean myself?
Do I just need to jack off my dirty dick?
How many showers would you say you have a day?
Well, I I'm trying not to have too many showers. I probably have one shower a day. Really. Okay. But you got to understand, it hurts me immensely to do this.
Jackson, I don't know if you remember.
You're thinking about having other kinds of showers.
My streak, I think, was 5 showers in one day.
That is insane.
And it was one of the best days of my life. And I could justify it because I was staying in a friend's holiday house that normally has, like, schoolies come to stay. Yeah. And there's, like, beds for, like, 16 people. And I was like, that's theoretically 16 showers.
Yeah. So you're only using 5.
I'm only having 5. I'm actually having not that comparatively.
Yeah.
To the normal.
That's actually fine, honestly.
The shower
math
works out.
I think having a lot of showers on a holiday is fine.
Yeah.
How long is your shower on average, minutes-wise?
That depends on the kind of shower.
How long do you got to think about stuff?
I would have to give you a different amount of time for each shower variety.
Before we get to the
I'll tell you.
I've just checked our phone and...
somebody's at the door.
There's somebody at the door. But before we get to that, Jackson, because Ruby brought up blowing your nose.
Yeah.
If you wake up in the middle of the night and your nose is blocked, how do you deal with it?
I'll go get a tissue and blow my nose.
That is not how you deal with a blocked nose. I know for
No, if I get a blocked nose, I'll do 10 push-ups. Because that unblocks your nose. It works. I had a perennially blocked nose for years. And then I read in like a Reddit thread of like, hey, what's one weird trick that's like changed your life? And somebody was like, if you have a blocked nose, do 10 push-ups. And now whenever my nose is blocked, like because I would get it so bad that I would get both nostrils blocked and I'd be lying in bed like, And so,
like a pug.
So, but the moment I started doing 10 push-ups, something about
it worked.
Yeah, it works. It clears my nose right off. I think everybody should do it. I remember when Zaman had COVID when we were in the UK, he was like, my nose is so blocked. I was like, do 10 push-ups. And he did it. And he came back downstairs like, well, gee whiz, it worked. So there you go. Anyway.
Gee willikers.
Wow, gosh, gee wally woo. who's that at the door? Hey, everybody. Hey, Happy New Year. It's me, Mr. Ed.
Oh, Mr. Ed.
Hi, Mr. Ed.
A little bit later than Happy New Year, maybe. How's everyone's bonus?
Really
so
good, Mr. Ed.
That's awesome. That's really good to hear. I'm excited to spend the whole New Year with you guys. I'm sure we're going to get up to lots of shenanigans together.
That's right.
And for shenanigans?
Hey, okay? I don't need lip from you.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Rods.
Okay, I'm just trying to do my job.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, and
thank
I feel
you.
Like we don't say that enough.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I feel like you don't either.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Hey, thank you, Mr. Rods.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Rods. Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Rods.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for snapping. All right, here's the ads. I'm going to go. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Rods.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Great to hear from him. He sounds like he's been under an immense amount of stress since we last saw him.
Life only gets worse for Mr. Rods.
Yeah, but that's all right. Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that. He's here every week. We got to ask him questions.
Yeah, we can figure out the mystery of Mr. Rods.
Now, for the first time in 2024, it is time for us to head to our thumbcramps@gmail.com. Yeah, that's inbox. Right. Inbox.
Yeah.
I said .com and was like, no, wrong. But actually, Joel, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and you said .com normally.
Yeah.
So many emails.
I can imagine over the break. Yeah.
Oh, it's absolutely popping off.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So I think a great place to start is an influence we have had on people.
Okay, beautiful.
And it starts nice and, yeah, it gets a bit bad and we've probably wrecked some wires, but that's okay. That's thumb cramps,
that's
baby.
That's the deal.
So this is from Jack. Dear handsome boyfriends and effervescent guests.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
The two of you have inspired me to create Game of Thanksgiving with my, in brackets, embarrassment warning, group of Discord friends.
Hell yeah, aww. Jack. That's okay.
We were all randomly assigned a friend that we had to purchase a game for, and that person must play at least 2 hours of said game before giving a short PowerPoint presentation on the game.
That's so fun.
That
yes,
rocks.
This is just your podcast, but now it has a visual aspect. As you may suspect, or not, it quickly diverged into an episode of Boner Cramps, and it is a thing of beauty.
That's great.
Probably around 50% of the games purchased cannot be named on your podcast as they are not school appropriate, but there are many Jeffs and a weird amount of anime.
Okay.
A couple of good games have made it into the mix, such as Shadow Man Remastered and
great
Nier.
Game.
However, the likes of Orc Massage and Squirrel Stapler are in the mix also.
Oh, no.
I've heard of Squirrel Stapler. I know what that is.
Yeah. I'm imagining it's what the name says.
Yeah. Is it?
It is basically the name, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Ruby is looking it up to double check. Brave.
Yeah. Brave move.
Yeah. No, because the guy who made it made Dusk.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up Orc Massage.
Yeah. I reckon that
would it's not by the guy who made Dusk.
Thought you two might know the show has inspired an idiotic group of Americans to ruin a couple of nights for their friends. We'll gladly share the PowerPoints with you when completed, but figured nobody's got time for that. Sincerely, not a coward, Jack. Jack, send them to us.
Yeah,
we'll
we'd
have a
love
look.
To see them. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I'm glad we've inspired that for you. Game of Thanksgiving is an important part of the year where you share your games. That's wonderful. Orc Massage... Yeah, oh yeah.
So this next email is from John, who is also not a coward. The subject is thumb cramps while snowboarding.
Okay.
So that sort of ties into BMX XXX. It also ties into listeners getting hurt while listening to thumb cramps. Hello, gamer boyfriends and effervescent guest. Oh, sorry, it says evanescent guest.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
I wanted to share this with you in the spirit of people injured while listening to thumb cramps. Okay. I'm currently in Japan on a holiday. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
And
happy
on my holidays. First day out snowboarding, I tried a few practice runs before plugging into my favorite gaming podcast, Thumb Cramps.
I wouldn't have done that.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
However, don't do anything while you're listening to
you
thumb
really
cramps.
Should have been. That's,
sit
that's,
down.
Lie face down in a room?
Yeah.
And hope that no one comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, a couple of minutes after tuning into an old episode and heading down the mountain, the binding on my snowboard snapped in half and my boot came completely off the board.
No.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, even though this did cause me to crash, I wasn't injured and was able to make it down the rest of the run safely.
Oh,
some say it was caused due to old equipment, but I like to think I just narrowly avoided the curse of thumb cramps. All the best for 2024.
We are legitimately going to kill someone one day, huh? Like, it's on the cards. This podcast has an end date, and that's it.
Is that manslaughter? Or like accessory to manslaughter?
No, I think it's probably third degree murder because it's our intention.
Yeah.
We are trying to kill our listeners.
Yeah. Do you think they would play us in court? That'd be pretty cool. Get some new listeners.
They'd be playing this part right now.
Yeah. Oh, no.
and they're like, all right, jury, the manslaughter charge, it's out. It's second degree murder now.
Thumb cramps, innocent.
I'm excited to see Ruby tweet Thumb Cramps Innocent as me and Jackson are taken to the electric chair.
Yeah. Together.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tweet it right now, actually.
People will find that tweet was made on a Tuesday of the same week you were listening to this podcast. But just
yeah, look
back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And finally, to bring us home, and this is a wholesome one.
Okay,
that,
nice.
It is an update we've been yearning for.
I'm excited.
And this is an update from Henry, who ain't no coward.
Uh-huh.
And the subject of this email is Thumb Cramps Jr.
Thumb
update.
Thumb Cramps Jr. Oh, I've missed Thumb Cramps Jr. Our cow.
Oh, the cow.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
Sup, gamer calf dads. I heard you mention you were worried about the fate of Thumb Cramps Jr., so felt the need to let you know that he's happy in a field.
Oh, that's so
I
good.
Just can't be bothered to constantly go and take photos for you. I ain't no coward.
Fair enough.
Henry. P.S. Frick you for not naming Thumb Cramps Jr. Boy of the Year.
Yeah.
Henry,
yeah,
we needed an update before we get
yeah, exactly. Before we could decide who's Boy of the Year, we didn't know what had happened to Thumb Cramps Jr. Oh, I'm so glad to find out they're okay.
They're just in a field.
They're just in a field. Yeah.
We should have checked the
field. Every cow should be.
Yeah.
It's a perfect place for a cow.
Yeah.
And if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. But one thing you have to do.
Yeah, this is a requirement.
And this, like, so you can send us an email.
Yeah, if you want.
But the one thing you have to do is you got to head to your podcast platform of choice. You got to head to the review section and you got to write us a 5-star review.
You got to think, we've given you hundreds of episodes for free. We don't charge you nothing. You might as well pay us back by leaving us a little 5-star review. And if you leave a 5-star review, guess what? We'll read it out in the podcast.
We will read it
Holy
out.
Holy mackerel.
You can write whatever you want. A shopping list. You can rank guests from favorite to least favorite.
Yeah.
You can hurt feelings if you want.
Rank the Donkey Kongs.
Rank the Donkey Kongs. Yeah. Rank the hosts.
Yeah, exactly.
If you had to kill one host, who would it be? You can write it in the review.
You could do that.
You could be like, 5 stars, I wish Joel Dusha was dead. And then I have to see
you can,
it.
I don't know, write like your favorite thing about me.
Yeah, that's true. That's What's your fine. Favorite thing about Ruby? You could put that in the 5-star review.
Ruby, look. This, I don't want to encourage this behavior too much, so I'm not going to find the review. Yeah. And it'll also take me too long while we're wrapping up the podcast. But someone did write a 5-star review at some point that said, Ruby Levens and Cass sound really hot. The hosts don't.
Yes.
What?
Yes!
I think I sound hot as f***.
Oh, dude, it's because you're always swearing.
Oh, that's true.
It's so funny that I, like, because I often think I sound really like nasally, but that being said, like, people love Fran Drescher.
Yeah,
so
Fran Drescher's a babe.
And did she? Do you see who she pulled?
Yeah,
Mr. Sheffield,
freaking Sheffield, dude.
Also, ever since I started a jump back on the cigs, I've got that fresh cig throat,
yes.
Which just sounds like.
That's what
that's
the listeners
good
want.
Stuff. That's what they're craving.
Okay, well, that's another thing you can let us know. Is it good that Ruby smokes again? Let us know in our reviews.
I think it's awesome.
Or you can write a review like this. 5 stars, not a coward. For the majority of my life, I've suffered from above average intelligence. Thanks to the Thumb Cramps boys, I now too have a bad brain, in brackets, smooth brain, no pain. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's so beautiful.
And that was from D'Artagnan, in brackets, not a coward.
Thank you, D'Artagnan.
That's all you need to do.
That's all you need to do. It's a beautiful review.
Yeah, that's it. And thank you so much, Ruby, for joining us for the first episode of Thumb Cramps of 2024 and the first episode of Boner Cramps in about 18 months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Huge.
You know I love coming here.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ruby, get it.
And I love coming here. Yeah.
We have so much fun. And if people want the fun to continue, where can they find you? That was a great transition.
Yeah.
Can find me on Twitter at Ruby Innes. You can find me on my own podcast, Pocket Buds, which I'll be getting the boys back for very soon.
Hey, yeah. That's us.
That's us. What the hell?
And you can find me on Back Pocket every Thursday night on Twitch at 7 p.m. And that's kind of it.
Nice.
That sounds good. There's all great places to check it out. Check Ruby out.
Get on.
Oh, and you can find me at your next prostate exam.
Oh my God, are you coming?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm just going to be there.
I think that would comfort me greatly if I was getting a prostate exam, but you were just like in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make eye contact and I go, don't worry about it.
I would feel relaxed. Yeah. The doctor would be like, wow, because it would be so easy to get his fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just immediately like relaxed the sphincter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well done, dude. I would love to hear that from a doctor with his fingers in my arsehole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, well
and
done.
And me in front of you just like, oh, thumbs up.
You're getting spit roasted by compliments.
Spit roasted by comfort.
That's lovely. That sounds perfect.
That is awesome. And thank you, listeners, for joining us again. Thumb Cramps is back. And we'll be back again next week with a little cheeky theme.
Yeah, it's happening again.
And I won't even be shy. I'm just going to tell you what it is right now.
Do it,
obviously,
dude.
It's February, so it's a February tube.
February cube.
Yeah, that's February right.
Cube tube.
It's February tube. Get excited.
And we'll see you next week for February tube. February cube 2.
So long.
Bye.
Stay hard, gamers.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.